Exercise 3, page 70.
Which sport combines snorkeling, diving and hockey? The answer is octopus, also known as underwater hockey. You've probably never heard of it, and you might assume it's a new sport. In fact, it was invented decades ago and is played seriously in around 70 countries. Members of a British sea diving club had the idea for underwater hockey in 1954. They wanted their winter sessions to be more active, exciting and competitive because they stopped diving in the sea at that time of year. Octopus is a team sport in which the two teams try to score points by using short sticks to push a weight or puck into the other team's goal. As well as sticks and a puck, you use a pair of flippers, goggles, a pair of thick gloves, a cap with ear protection and a snorkel to play underwater hockey. But the ability to hold your breath is far more important for success than any of this equipment. New players might manage to play the game for only 30 seconds before they need to come up for air. More experienced players, however, can last 2 or 3 minutes. An underwater hockey team has 10 players, but only 6 are allowed to be under the water at any one time. When a player needs to come to the surface, he or she touches one of his or her teammates to bring him or her into play. It's a rare example of a sport in which boys and girls play alongside each other. As technology used for filming underwater gets better, perhaps underwater hockey will become a sport suitable for television. Already, some world championship underwater hockey events have used giant screens by the poolside to show who is controlling the puck, and also streamed the action over the internet. Maybe one day, underwater hockey will join water polo as one of the swimming pool sports in the Olympics.